You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Michael J. Swanson from Nashville, Tennessee. He is the CEO of Advocate Capital Incorporated. And has written a book called How David Beats Goliath, Access to Capital for Contingent Fee Law Firms. Mr. Swanson, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Eric, as always, good to speak with you. Thanks for having me today.
You are welcome. So first of all, tell us about the book you wrote, How David Beats Goliath.
Well, sure, Eric. I wrote this book in an attempt to give back to my industry some of the knowledge that I and my team have gained over the past 12 or 13 years in underwriting from a commercial lending standpoint, contingent fee law firms. And I've noticed that in the continuing legal education marketplace, there's a lot of content about how to be a better lawyer, how to market your law firm, but very little content about how to run your law firm more efficiently as a business. And so that's what this book attempts to do, to give back some of the information.
And what was the inspiration behind your wanting to write this book?
Well, I wrote the book because I've come to understand and believe in what trial lawyers do. Most people don't know what a trial lawyer does. They think of them as, you know, maybe a greedy shark or somebody like this, but it's not all the case. Trial lawyers, when I'm speaking of plaintiff lawyers, spend their lives serving their community by representing individuals who have been harmed or wronged somehow, and they're typically up against defendants that are large corporations, whether it be a corporate defendant or an insurance company. And so I've come to learn what my clients do. I believe in what they do, and so this is my small way of giving back and helping that industry.
Where does the information in the book come from?
Well, Eric, the information comes from kind of a wealth of knowledge we've built here at Advocate Capital over the years. We specialize in selecting the best and brightest law firms from around the country. And, of course, we evaluate them based upon reputation and standing in the legal community. But we also do a very thorough underwriting financially. We analyze a lot of data from these firms. We're looking at financial statements like cash flow statements, balance sheets, income statements, tax returns, etc. And we do a lot of number crunching here. So we have learned how to run a good law firm from a business standpoint. We've also seen a lot of things you shouldn't do, right? A lot of times it's the mistakes people make that you can learn from a lot. And so we've condensed that down into this book. The book has three sections. One is an introductory section about the contingent fee law practice model. The second section is a breakdown of the 10 most common forms of capital that a trial law firm uses. And then the third section of the book has recommendations, both generally speaking, on running a small service business like a law firm, and then specific to entering into a capital transaction.
Today we're joined by Michael J. Swanson from Nashville, Tennessee. He is the CEO of Advocate Capital Incorporated and has written a book called How David Beats Goliath, Access to Capital for Contingent Fee Law Firms, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Swanson, what do most people not know about trial lawyers?
Most people don't know about them is that they're not generally wealthy people. They're generally small law firms, sometimes even a husband and wife. They're a small service business. They're very much a local business serving their local community in their town. And they are risking their entire fortune many times, their entire nest egg, if you will, their personal financials to go out and defend their clients' rights. If not for the contingent fee law firms in this country, our access to the civil justice system would be worthless. The Seventh Amendment says that you and I have an absolutely guaranteed right to a jury trial for any civil dispute in this country at a value of over $20. Most people don't know what the Seventh Amendment is. Well, these trial lawyers are out there every day fighting in the trenches to defend our constitutional right to a jury trial and actually to give access to the court system. Most people cannot afford to hire a lawyer at $300 or $400 an hour. These types of law firms take cases on a contingent basis, so they don't get paid up front or hourly, and they only get paid on the back end and only if they win. So it's a very entrepreneurial, fairly risky type of business to be in, and they really believe in what they're doing, and so do I.
Good information. Obviously, this book can help lawyers, but how can non-lawyers benefit from reading it?
Well, Eric, I think there are a couple ways. The first would be to have a better understanding of each of our constitutional rights to a jury trial and to not be so careless about those rights in defending them, whether it be who you vote for and or how you spend your campaign contributions. The Seventh Amendment is part of the Constitution. It's a constitutional issue. So I think a non-lawyer can learn about that. They can also learn more about what they may look for if they need to hire a trial lawyer someday. Of course, we all hope we never have to, but it does happen to a small percentage of the population. And anybody who's running a small service business could benefit from the third section of the book because it talks about some basic financial concepts and recommendations, again, both generally to running a small service business, but also specifically if you're going to enter into a debt transaction, a commercial loan.
If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about your book as well as where it can be purchased.
Sure, Eric. My book's available on iTunes, Amazon.com, etc. You can find links to where to purchase it on the book website. The book website is HowDavidBeatsGoliath.com. That's HowDavidBeatsGoliath.com, and you'll find links there to online stores where you can buy the book.
Couldn't be any easier than that. And in conclusion, any advice or a tip that you could share with the listener on the topic that we have been covering today?
Yes, the one thing I would recommend all listeners to do is to know their credit score. The credit agencies are notorious for having errors on people's credit reports, and I see it every day as we're pulling credit reports on applicants for our commercial lending products. Go to websites like freecreditreport.com or myfico.com or contact any of the credit agencies. There are numerous ways online to get a free credit report. If you want to, you can also pay to get a little bit more in-depth information. But you should know your credit score. You should look at your credit report on a regular basis and get your number as high as you can. It will save you money in the long run. Any loan or lease you're going to apply for, the higher the score nowadays, the lower the interest rate.
And you just hit a long home run with that advice. For the listeners, he is Michael J. Swanson from Nashville, Tennessee. He is the CEO of Advocate Capital Incorporated and has written a book called How David Beats Goliath, Access to Capital for Contingent Fee Law Firms. And the website, once again, is simply howdavidbeatsgoliath.com. Mr. Swanson, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me here.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.